Hello and welcome to the Grow the Flow podcast by Vibe and Flow. I'm your host, it's Chloe Slade, the founder of Vibe and Flow and manifestation and mindset coach. This podcast is set up with the intention of helping you direct your focus so you can get out your own way and show up for the life that you want. Think of this podcast as one long voice note from your manifestation bestie, that's the vibe. I know there's lots of great podcasts out there, so I just want to take a moment to express extreme gratitude for you tuning into this one. Now, let the adventure begin. Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Grow the Flow podcast by Vibe and Flow. It's Chloe Slade here, helping you show up for the life that you want. So hello, welcome to the safe space. Today, I really had this one thing that I just like needed to share with you, and I was like, do you know what? Pulling up a podcast, let's get it out there. So, you would have probably seen the name of the podcast. It's going to be something like the one thing that built my self-confidence, something like that, right? And I'm just going to tell you, the thing that built my self-confidence was getting to know myself enough to trust myself. Now, if you think about any other relationship, when you start to get to know someone, that's when that trust builds, because you can start to see like what kind of person they are and like, do they follow through with their promises? And, you know, do they show up when they say they're going to show up? And it's the exact same thing when it comes to that self-trust. That self-trust is then what builds that self-confidence, because you know you can be confident in yourself because you know you can trust yourself. Now, what so many of us do, I've seen this with clients, it happens a lot, is we break those promises. We don't actually know ourselves deeper to actually allow ourselves to build that confidence. So I want to show you some techniques today that can help you build that. So my first one is actually keep those promises with yourself. If you say you're going to go to the gym, go to the gym. If you say you're going to post that video, because then that's that follow through. It's showing yourself, oh, I can trust myself because when I say something, I do it. The second thing is start understanding what's a yes and what's a no for you. And one of the little things that you can do to do this is start giving yourself choices and then note how it feels. So be like, okay, do I fancy this for breakfast or that for breakfast? Or I don't feel like any of those options, I feel like this. Or I really feel like that first option. You can start to get to know yourself through doing this technique. You can do it with anything. You can be like, do I want to wear this dress or do I want to wear that dress? Oh, that dress feels really good for me. Or do I want to do this with my morning or that with my morning? Oh, that feels really good. When you start to know what feels good, you start to know yourself. You start to know how you work, how you operate, what's a yes and what's a no. And that is so powerful. Combining already the first few tips of actually following through and getting to know yourself is going to be like game changing as a whole. The next and last tip I want to give you is actually start to spend time designing the future and designing what kind of life you want to lead and what kind of version of you you want to be. A lot of the time we don't actually give ourselves the space and we go about our goals like, I want to make more money, I want to manifest that partner, I want to lose weight, and we don't actually give ourselves that time and that space to intentionally think, what do I want that to look like? What do I want that to feel like? Like, I see this all the time with money. People are like, I want to manifest more money, and I'm like, okay, fantastic. What does that money experience look like to you? Because it's not just the money that you want to manifest, it's the experience of that money, like how it comes in your life, what you're doing to attract that money, how you're fitting in yourself, how you're creating impact and value, like how much that money is coming in, like what's the consistency, how is it coming in, what like the amount is coming in, what you're using it for, like it's a whole experience that you're actually creating. So taking time to design that and then design the version of you that attracts it is going to be a form of getting to know yourself, and that combined with understanding what's a yes and a no for you and combined with actually following through is going to really build your confidence, because it's going to build your self-knowing. So yeah, I just had to get this message out. It's a very quick message today, but I was like, someone needs to hear this, let me get it out. So start working on this now. You know, this will start to pay off in months to come. So if you want to think like, I want to be confident in myself in a few months' time, don't think about the initial now of what's happening in your reality. Think about what you want that to look like in a few months' time and start planting the seeds now. Start planting that self-confidence seeds, because when you're confident, you magnetize in the things, you magnetize in the money, you magnetize in the relationships, you magnetize in the health, because you're confident and you're trusting in yourself, and that is magnetic to good things. Good attracts good, like attracts like. So that's my little message for you today. I hope it lands, I hope it feels good, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast. Before I leave you, I would just love for you to think about one action step that you feel inspired to take. Inspired action is the key to moving your desires forward and gaining that momentum. So feel into it, take that inspired action and get started before your mind gets in the way. If you love this episode, I'd absolutely love it if you would just share it with your friends, your pals, social media. It really helps me get the word out.